Well, things are good. I was not expecting the song to do as well as it did, but it superseded all my expectations, so I'm happy with that.
No, honestly, everybody loves it here at our station. We have a request hour 2 days a week. People text in asking to hear Highway Money like 3 times during a request
show. Dude, that's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so the SCMA Awards, those are also coming up at the end of the month on the 30th. You have 4 nominations, Male Artist of the Year, Fans Choice, Country Album of the Year, Video of the Year, and Single of the Year. It's crazy. How does it feel to have all these nominations?
It's kind of nuts. I never thought that I'd be in this position. So I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully I can win at least one of them.
So we're here to chat about your brand new song, Nobody Roads. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Sure. I wrote this song. This was actually my first writing session, first day, first trip to Nashville. I wrote this with Patricia Conroy, Mitch Merritt, and Dave Thompson. And the song is just about, everybody's got that one grid road. I know I can think of exactly which dirt road I used to go down and still do sometimes when you just kind of have to, you know, vent a little bit and kind of let your emotions run wild, kick some rocks up and just kind of go out there where no one's going to find you. You're not going to be judged. You kind of just let it all run free. And I've done that many times to kind of when something was weighing heavily on me. And that's kind of what the song is about, is, you know, the nobody roads, the roads that nobody goes down, where you're not going to, you know, be found out there and you're not going to get in trouble or anything like that. So it's kind of like a therapeutic thing for me.
You're from Saskatchewan. When you go down to Nashville to do these writing sessions, does it kind of feel surreal to you still that like you are going down here to write with some of the great names of country music?
Oh, dude, it's nuts. Especially like the first time I went down there, with Mitch, who's one of my managers. He said the best part of doing it for him was watching me all googly-eyed as we kind of went everywhere. It's just such a cool place, man.
Yeah.